Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to tell you how to exploit others to grow yourself. All right, let's talk about exploiting other people to grow yourself. Now, what do I mean by this? It sounds a little bit nefarious on the surface. Let me tell you, this is actually one of the single most powerful personal development techniques that I've ever found. And if you apply this in your life, you are going to skyrocket with your understanding of yourself and your personal self-control and self-mastery. So what do I mean by exploiting other people? Well, what you're going to find as you're going through life, and especially as you're interacting with people and you're in relationships, both intimate relationships, but also relationships at work, relationships with your family, relationships with your friends, or any other human beings, what you're going to find is invariably you're going to have conflict, right? You and them, you're going to clash. You and someone else is going to clash. And they're going to start doing things that you clearly perceive as being wrong, as being unwise. You might tell yourself, well, these principles of personal development that I'm trying to embody, that I'm trying to kind of live in my life, I know what the principles are. I've studied the principles. Maybe you've studied them and you heard them from me here at actualize.org, or maybe from some other book, from Tony Robbins, from a seminar you went to. You know, you just know. You know what's right. You know what should be doing. You know what people should be doing. You know what you should be doing. And sometimes you go along life and you meet people that are totally breaking these principles. They're behaving in horrible ways. They're angry. They're anxious, they're unconscious, they're acting like a victim, they're blaming you for their own victimhood, and you know, all these kinds of nasty situations that create these dysfunctional relationships. And as you get wiser and wiser and wiser, what's going to start to happen is that you're going to start to see that people are behaving, and the reason that people are behaving in bad ways, and the reason that people are suffering in their lives, and that they're blaming you a lot of times for that suffering, is because they're breaking the core fundamental principles of success and happiness, right? They don't understand their own psychology. And so you're going to start to see this. And as you become wiser and smarter, and as you grow yourself and develop yourself, you're going to become stronger. You're going to develop that sense of self-mastery. And so as a student of self-mastery, you're going to become more and more proficient. And you're going to see people acting in all sorts of neurotic and crazy ways. You're going to see people get angry. You're going to see people yelling. You're going to see people having panic attacks and being upset and acting like a victim and doing petty, spiteful things to each other, maybe fighting with each other, cursing at each other, doing all sorts of these nasty things. And because you've worked on yourself and you know the principles, you're going to be like, oh, I see what's going on there. And what's going to be very tempting is you're going to start to feel kind of bad for those people. And you're going to wonder, like, why don't they know better? Why aren't they doing better? Why aren't they following these principles that I'm following? Maybe I can show them how to follow these principles. And maybe they can, like, apply them in their own lives. And what's going to tend to happen is that you might even go out there and you might try to show one of these principles or show someone close to you how they're behaving in a way that's basically sabotaging their own life. And you're gonna go and you're gonna try to show them, and what's gonna happen is that they're gonna reject you. And in fact, they're gonna get angry at you for showing them their own faults, and they're gonna blame you. And what's gonna happen is that if you've never encountered this before, you're gonna get triggered by this. It's gonna trigger you emotionally. And you're gonna start to notice that people are behaving in all sorts of, like, nasty and bad ways, and you're going to start to subtly judge them. And you're going to say to yourself, well, they should be doing better here, they should be doing better there. And you're going to get into this mode where you're going to think that you're better than other people, because you are, in a sense. You're developing more psychological awareness, you're developing more consciousness. And as you become more aware, you start to notice how other people are asleep. You start to see that everybody is sleepwalking through life. All your friends, your family, maybe your spouse, your girlfriend, or your boyfriend, they're totally sleepwalking through life. And you're going to be like, wow, that's incredible. And you're going to start to feel like you're above them. Well, this is the next phase of your development, is to now, instead of judging these people, this is how you exploit them. This is where the exploitation comes in. You exploit these people. Here's what I mean by that. It's not as evil as it sounds on the surface. The way that you exploit someone is you see them doing something that's nasty or distasteful, something that is wrong according to the principles that you know are right. And instead now of judging them, what you do is you turn it back on yourself. And you say, oh, this person, he's getting angry. How am I doing the same thing right now in my life? Oh, that person, she's a victim. Wait a minute. How am I a victim in my life? Oh, that person is a neurotic pessimist. Wait a minute. How am I a neurotic pessimist? Oh, that person right there, she is totally unconscious, totally sleepwalking through life, has no clue even where she's fucking up. Wait a minute. Where do I behave unconsciously still? Where am I behaving in a way where I'm fucking up and I don't even know that I am? This is how you exploit people to further yourself. This is so valuable. What you do here is you basically Aikido the problem. The problem is that you've got all these people that are unconscious and doing all sorts of stupid shit. And now, if you think you're better than them, then you're going to go around and you're going to point fingers, you're going to judge them, and you're going to act superior to them. And in fact, it's going to disturb you because you're like going to be saying to yourself and to them, you're going to be pointing out their flaws. And you're going to be saying, well, look, you're unconscious, clearly. You need to wake up. To that person, you're going to say, look, you've got an anger management problem. You need to start to manage your anger better. Here are some techniques. And you're going to have to, this tendency to go around and like try to instruct people from your wise position. But actually, when you do this, you're going to start to notice that there's going to be a little bit of a dissonance between you and the wise you. The wise you is going to start to see that something is wrong with the way that you're approaching all these people. And what that is that you are not registering within yourself those same flaws. The fact is that no matter how developed you are, no matter how far along you are along this path of personal development, there's still always going to be ways, subtle ways, sometimes very glaringly obvious ways, where you are behaving in just the same exact ways that all those other people are behaving. You're behaving unconsciously, you're sleepwalking through life, you're getting angry, you're getting negative, pessimistic, you're out of control, you can't control your own thoughts, you're not following through on the good habits that you need to be following through on, you're breaking the good principles that you know you should be following, right? You're doing this every single day, I guarantee it. It's just that you have this tendency of ignoring your own faults and being very hyper aware of the faults of other people. And so, once you reach that point, first of all, congratulate yourself. You've gotten very far, because at least now you're conscious enough to see how insane the rest of the world is. You're conscious enough to see just how unconscious everybody else is. And that's already putting you in a class all by itself. That's very good. Except now we need to take you to the next level. To get to the next level, you're not going to get there by going around and criticizing and judging other people and finding fault with them. The next level for you is to start to use everybody that's doing all sorts of neurotic stuff, is to, first of all, come to accept that that is the world that we live in. So be at peace with it. Don't be all anxious about it. Don't get neurotic over it. That's the first thing. But the second thing is then to say, okay, I can actually use all these. I can Aikido all these situations towards my benefit. And it hurts nobody, right? You're using these people as reminders of what you should not be doing. And in fact, when you start to do this, you get very thankful. You get very thankful because what you start to see is you start to see all these people that are doing all this stupid stuff in their lives. You start to see them as just, oh, this is just a reminder. This is a reminder that I need to stay on track. When you see someone self-destructing and get really angry in traffic, that's a nice reminder for the fact that, you know what? It's really important for me to keep doing my meditation every morning, because that meditation I'm doing is keeping me from being that person. And I don't want to be that person. That person is ugly. I want to be the calm self that I am right now. And in order to stay that way, well, this person just reminded me that I should take my meditation very seriously. Perfect reminder. Then maybe you go to the office, and at the office you see someone criticizing a proposal. Maybe there's a new project that's being planned, somebody's criticizing the proposal, naysaying it, being very negative and cynical. Okay, now you notice that person, and you look at him and you say, yes, I don't like his cynicism, but more importantly, how does that now affect me? How does that reflect back at me? How do I use that person to be a mirror for my own behavior and my own flaws? And when you reflect that back on yourself, you go, oh, okay, wait a minute. Where am I being cynical like that? Oh, so I'm not cynical here at work. Maybe I got the work situation figured out. Maybe this proposal, I'm not cynical about that. But if I think about it really hard, I'm cynical in my relationship with my parents. And then you take it to that level and you say, oh, okay, so I'm cynical there, I'm negative there. Why don't I try to like work on that? So basically what you're doing is you're using people as mirrors to yourself. Now, the reason that this takes you to a whole nother level is because this takes incredible self-discipline to do this. Because it's actually very difficult to do this. Our mind doesn't want to focus on our own flaws. It wants to focus on the flaws of other people. It wants to judge. It wants to blame outer circumstance. But when you are really truly self-developed and you go to a whole new level, what you start to do is you start to be okay with the neuroticism of everybody out there, and you just start to use it as like lessons for yourself. You start to derive wisdom from it. Literally, you're taking negatives and you're turning them into positives, into a very, very powerful way of developing yourself. And, you know, if you're a student of personal development, then you've probably realized already that it's important to get reminders, right? It's not enough for me to tell you some principle or some lesson, and then you go off and you just go and run your life according to that principle or that lesson. No, it doesn't work that way. What you got to do is you got to constantly re-immerse yourself in the principles. You got to re-immerse yourself in the core truths that you know are right. And you do it again and again and again and again and again, and you just kind of train your brain. And no matter how good you get, it's always nice to get another reminder, another lesson. It's kind of like if you were a golfer. I mean, you wouldn't just go and golf really hard for a couple of years and learn to golf really well and then never golf again in your life and just kind of let rest on your laurels, right? If you did that, then you would not be a great golfer. You might be good for a couple of years, but then you would get rusty. And so this is the same thing with your spiritual and personal development, is that you have to keep practicing it and reminding yourself, because otherwise, even though you might be doing good right now, you know, if you fall off track, you fall off the habits that you've been cultivating, then you're going to become rusty. So you can't rest on your laurels. Right now, if you're positive, right now, if you're feeling very strong and you're not acting like a victim in your life, right now, if you can control your anger, right now, if you're not neurotic, well, that's really good. But you're not going to stay that way if you don't keep reminding yourself, if you don't keep following through on the good habits that you've developed. And the best way to do that is to see in others reminders. Use other people as reminders for the way that you should be living your life. Also, it'll help you cultivate some gratitude, right? When I see people now behaving in really stupid, unwise, unconscious ways, you know, I try to remind myself, like, wow, that's awesome because like, I mean, I would like them to be better. I would like them to awake from their unconsciousness. But to me, it's like, wow, that could have been me. Like, all the hard work that I'm putting into my life, like, that's so that I don't become like that person. And to me, that just, like, fuels me. That gives me fuel for the journey. Because sometimes you feel like you're doing personal development, but then you just get so acclimated to the results you're getting that you don't really know what you're working towards anymore. Well, when you see someone losing their temper, or you see someone destroying their life with drugs or addictions or alcohol or anything like that, or you see someone being neurotic, or you know, you see someone being so critical of themselves and other people that they basically can't progress in life, then you can tell yourself, wow, you know, all this work that I've put into myself has been so worth it, because I would give anything not to be like that person. And in fact, I can find some current flaws in me that person is now highlighting, and I can introspect and say, okay, how am I still doing that? How am I still doing that in very subtle ways? Maybe I ironed out the worst of it, but I'm still doing it in subtle ways. Let me iron it out a little bit more. All right, this is Leo. I'm signing off. This is how to exploit people to your maximum personal development, right? Use negative people to fuel you to become a better person. It doesn't hurt them, and it massively improves you. So go ahead and do that. Try that out. Start to practice it right now. Maybe pick one or two people in your life that you can use as negative examples of how not to live your life. It can be a really powerful force. All right, go ahead and post me your comments down below. Please like this. Please share it. Click the like button right now if you liked this so that it can spread around. And then, of course, come check out actualize.org. Sign up to my newsletter there, because what I'm doing is I'm releasing new videos, new articles, other goodies every single week for free to keep you on track with your personal development. Advanced ideas, techniques, strategies, reminders, right? That's one of the big things that I'm trying to do with my website and my channel, actualize.org, is to get you a constant stream of reminders for the fact that you need to be growing and how to be growing so that you're immersed in this. You're like a hobbyist. And the most effective way to do that is for you to sign up so that you're getting constant weekly reminders of staying on track, because one video is not going to get you to the level that you want to be at. If you really want to self-actualize and get everything that you can out of life, squeeze every last drop of life out of life, to do that, you need to really work on yourself and mastering your own psychology. And I'm bringing you the best of the best every single week. So sign up.